Lou Martin was supposed to be introduced by State Representative Nick Milroy, but Martin says the lawmaker had a change of plans.
I bring greetings from my representative, Nick Milroy, whose wife is having a baby as we speak.
95-year-old Lou Martin was working at an Eau Claire radio station the night Orson Welles had his War of the Worlds broadcast and took calls from panicked listeners worried about a Martian invasion. That was 1938. And today, he continues part-time work at the Wisconsin Public Radio Station in Superior. State Representative Janet Bewley says his career is full of historic signposts.
Lou was in Superior when the Kennedys were there. He rode a train with Harry Truman, and he often interviewed Hubert Humphrey. He is known as the voice of Superior.
And the voice took out a piece of paper to tell a joke.
When you're young, you tell jokes. And when you're old, you read jokes.
By the way, the Milroys are celebrating the birth of an 8-pound, 9-ounce baby boy. Milroy says they haven't named him yet, but Lou or Martin are possibilities. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.